Welcome to Health Radio FM. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. I'm with the lovely Dr. Kobe Slater. No one can actually see you. They should go to your website, take a look. She's actually a very beautiful woman from the inside out, and I enjoy being with her as another businesswoman, but I also know that the stuff that you talk about and the way you treat your patients, you do care about how they feel, and that's so important. I think that, especially if people come to you about acne, I know that I didn't suffer from acne as a teenager, but I went through a period of time as a grown woman, and even now I'll get just like a zinger that is just, you know, it's like going to erupt, and it actually could possibly leave a bit of a scar for weeks and weeks to come. And I don't understand how I could be having acne at this point in my life. What are the causes of acne? Who gets them? How do you treat it? Let's talk more about acne today.
Thanks for having me, Tammy. So yeah, I'm here to talk to you about acne today. And this is something that I actually love treating. In fact, if I'm in a grocery store and I see the checkout girl with acne, I think to myself, oh, I could help you. You know, and it's definitely something that affects people's self-esteem. So it's more, there's so much more to it. There's emotional links to acne, and there's definitely help out there and help that doesn't toxify your body like some of the pharmaceutical agents can do for acne. So of course we think of acne and we think of teenagers, and you know, they get that sort of hormonal shift happening and there's testosterone surging through their system and their liver can't handle all these excess hormones, and then they start getting this kind of typical teenage acne. But more and more people in their adult years are suffering from acne. And, you know, the treatment is essentially the same, whether you are 35, 45, or 15, it's kind of the same thing. So there are lots of different causes, and it's really kind of fun for me because I can usually tell by looking at someone's face where they get the acne, what the acne looks like if it's little bumps or if it's the cystic, where it's presenting, as to what the underlying cause might be. So I want to kind of give you a few of those little hints. So if you're experiencing acne along your jawline, that is typically hormonal. If you're experiencing acne along your cheeks, that is typically food allergies. If you're experiencing acne on your temples or your forehead, that's more of a liver kind of congestion. If you're getting the cystic ones, kind of no matter where they are on your face, are usually a food allergy and could also be hormonal. So one of the first things I recommend when I have someone that comes in with acne is the first thing we need to do is test them for food allergies. We want to make sure that they aren't eating foods that are causing these eruptions on their skins. And for sure, the most common culprits are things like dairy, wheat, and even eggs. And I can kind of tell an egg allergy sufferer from a mile away because they get these little tiny bumps. It almost looks like a rash, but it's still an acne type rash. And that's usually from an egg allergy. Definitely poor intestinal health. So yes, despite what we see in literature and in mainstream media that food doesn't affect our skin, it absolutely does. What we put in comes out. I say garbage in, garbage out. So we really want to make sure that we're eating healthy foods. Another thing that can cause candida is an overgrowth of a yeast called candida. And this has been just blowing my mind time and time again with my patients. I'll put someone on a candida detox and their skin completely clears. And what candida is an overgrowth of yeast that can happen in the body. It normally lives in our intestinal tract, and under the right opportunity or an environment, it kind of grows and thrives and ends up causing problems. And one of the things that it can cause problems in definitely is our skin. And then, of course, I touched on hormones, that acne that comes along the jawline. Yes, testosterone is a culprit, but the other culprit is estrogen. So if our body is in a state of estrogen dominance, meaning there's too much estrogen and too little progesterone, that can show up as acne along the jawline. So one of the things that I'll recommend if I'm seeing that acne along the jaw is for my patient to get a hormone test, a hormone panel done to make sure that the hormones are within balance. Then there's some really specific key nutrients that a person can take. A combination of vitamin A, zinc. There's a herb called Google, and it's the resin from myrrh trees, and it works so amazingly for the cystic acne. So it's G-U-G-G-A-L, if you want to Google it. And I'll put my patients on it, and it is just miraculous for that cystic acne. Of course, vitamin E and omega-3 fatty acids and probiotics, that's kind of the really good combo that really, really helps to start getting rid of those really cumbersome acne breakouts.
I remember my brother, he probably wasn't going to say this on the air, but when he was, 15, 16, 17, he suffered so badly from acne. And you see, that teenager who suffers, and they're given medication that's not only expensive, $5, $6, $7, $10 a pill, but that medicine then dries out their face. And so there are, what you're saying, natural ways to combat it from the inside out, right? Fantastic. So if you want more information, Dr. Kobe, www.drkobe.com.